from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for July 28, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's podcast, longevity. Career Opportunities passed another milestone last month, entering its 10th year of publication. It's a bit hard to believe that I've been writing this column for so long. Thanks to all the readers and to the listeners of this companion podcast for your support and kind words over the years. The anniversary of Career Opportunities got me to thinking about the concept of longevity and how it can affect your career. Longevity, whether in the writing of a column or the length of your current job, is usually seen as something good. It shows a commitment and reliability that's often sought in employees. That said, there can be some downsides to longevity if you don't monitor your career and your accomplishments. Longevity out of mere inertia is never good. You might be stagnating in your career. If you haven't changed jobs or careers simply because it might be too much work and turmoil, you might be limiting yourself in some fundamental ways. Regardless of whether you've been at your job 1 year or 10, you need to ensure that each month, each week, each day presents the opportunity for growth. Once you have achieved the pinnacle of quality in your current job, you need somewhere to grow. Even if you're great in your job, it can become a trap. Without growth, your sense of accomplishment will suffer, as will your sense of fulfillment with your job, as will the way others perceive you and your work. This can lead to a dangerous downward spiral where, unhappy with your work, you cease to do a good job. With Career Opportunities, I have a built-in mechanism to track my growth. I can look back on the past 500 or so columns and compare them to the work I'm producing today. I should see changes, even great changes, over the 10 years. If not, then something is wrong. Since I produce a podcast each week from my past archive of columns, I regularly get reintroduced to something I wrote 5, 6, or even 10 years ago. It's always interesting to review the topics that were important at the time and also study my own style of writing. If you don't have some regular method of reviewing your own work, you need to develop some today. Take a few minutes today to review your past work, not just this week or this month, but think back over the years. What were you doing 5 years ago? How has the focus of your work changed? How have the actual tasks of your daily work changed? Has it changed significantly at all? If not, then this could be a warning sign. In order to ensure that your career thrives, your work should be changing from day to day. Certainly, it should be getting better, but it should also be increasingly different and hopefully more challenging from the day before. Working in high tech, this job change is often forced upon you if you're working in the day-to-day operations of your company's computers. Hardware and software come and go. Upgrades proliferate and internal systems mutate through a series of upgrades and replacements. While this aspect might take care of itself, you need to focus on changes in the type of work you're performing. Are you starting to do more network design? Are you spending more time writing specifications for software than the software itself? Is this what you want to do? What would you rather be doing? Why aren't you? Growth in your career is often a slow evolution from one phase to another, but sometimes you face major upheaval in your career. While this is certainly more stressful, it can bring dramatic improvements to your career and your life. While you might be afraid of suddenly being elevated to a new role with new expectations, I highly encourage you to do it anyway. Too often we turn down great career opportunities because we're afraid that we might fail. The truth is, there will be times when you fail, but the growth you achieve can be a great reward in any case. While longevity can be comforting, don't stay in any job too long. If your job starts to feel too comfortable or unchallenging, it's a clear sign that you need to make a change. That doesn't mean you have to quit, merely that you have to begin requesting or taking on more responsibility. A career is something you create over a lifetime. As you grow older, you need to seek out just as many challenges as you did when you had your first job. If you don't, you could be facing years of mind-numbing sameness from day to day, with little to show for it in the end.
This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welltright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.